Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to do profession confession, which is basically wherever you work, you know you have some sort of secret that we don't know, and you just got to tell us. Like, if there's a way to get a good deal, like, people have told us before when we've done profession confession, like, when you check into a hotel, just have a $20 bill in your hand and go, like, are there any upgrades? And then all
no
of a sudden.
No way.
And
Thank you. For free?
Well, no.
Supposedly, it does work.
$20.
For $20?
But I mean, if you're trying to stay at, like, a nice hotel, 20's not going to do it.
Right. No, it has to be more than that. I have a friend who lives in Vegas who is constantly giving money to, like,
and does it work
every single time?
Is this the person we all think
yes.
it is? Okay, interesting.
I bet there's industries like that where you expect that they get tips, but they probably don't get a lot of tips because people assume other people. So I bet it would get you further if you just give them. Because I worked in a golf club for a long time, and it was a membership golf club. So nobody tipped
us. Nobody brings money.
They already pay a membership for it. So if somebody did come with a 20, it's like, I would have let them do anything.
Anything at all.
What was the one, the Uber Eats? Okay, whatever. It was a story about, I don't remember if it was Uber Eats, but it was.
Or Postmates. Or
yeah, whatever.
The same company now. Grubhub.
The drivers have basically come out and said, yeah, we're eating your fries.
Okay, but have you noticed?
Like,
that in, like, the last, what, year to 6 months, your bags are usually, there's a sticker closing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them, like Jersey Staples, Mike's and some of the places, yeah. Do seal the bag.
I love that. I love when the bag is sealed. Really gets me going.
If it's not, really? Help yourself to a couple fries. It's fine.
If I order 5, guys, go ahead and have some. There's plenty.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just
overdo
it.
Yeah, but then they might crash because they're, like, holding them from the sky, you know?
I hate the tape on the stuff. I hate, the tape's okay, the staples are bad because I feel like the staples just fall into the bag. Have you ever had that where the bag is stapled closed?
Not really, T-Hack. I'm going to be honest with you.
It happens. Sonic, I'm looking at you.
Oh. They staple the bag.
It closed, and it's like you're performing surgery to get the staple. Otherwise, it's just going to fall into the bag.
And you're afraid you're going to be
holding. No, or you just rip the bag and it stays on the one half.
Yeah.
It doesn't fall in. It stays in the bag.
I need the whole bag. It's a big bag.
Oh,
it's full
God.
To the brim.
It's fairly obvious that he's eating at such a pace he's not going to notice if he forks down a staple. He's just sitting there going, like, you're getting after it. I read one that I wanna tell to Erica.
What?
I've actually known people who did this for a living. I know your dog just got his
weeby
snipped a little bit.
Yeah, he's getting picked up in a few minutes here.
Okay. It's a true fact that vet techs and different things, and I've seen it at Moxie's vet. If they don't have anything to do and your dog's not an a-hole, they essentially, and I don't mean this in a weird way, make out with your dog. They love dogs so much. Mm-hmm. Like, we always picture it like they did the surgery and they throw them in that cage and they're just waiting for you and they're just sad. And
you're really making me feel good right now. Thank
that's
you.
That's not what happens. I'm telling you, Swanson is so stinking cute. He's getting snuggled right now. I swear.
That makes me happy. He peed on the floor 4 times in the vet this morning because
Swanson's in a cage crying.
No, they love him. They always go, I wear these shoes on purpose. Because
really?
Then they get peed on and I don't care. I know.
That's the profession confession from vet techs. They're just cute. Like, if your dog is cool.
They are truly. Vet techs are amazing humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your dog's not in. If you think your dog's in a cage, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just.
I mean, they still definitely performed the surgery.
He's
not
thrilled,
but he's not terrible.
It's not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
They're not mean to your dog, back
right?
Is the point?
No. Why would you ever take your dog to a vet where you think they are mean to them?
No, or just like not even mean, but just like
they're
unattentive.
Not lonely.
Yes.
Right, right, right. Okay.
Your dogs are getting like the first time I took Moxie to an appointment, Like, she made up half the nicknames that I now call Moxie. She was like, who's a little cop? I said, who's a Moxinator? Who's a Moxadoodle? I was like, what? What? And it was so awesome. I was like, God. Yeah. That made me happy. Anyway, if you've got some sort of, if you can give us a pro tip or something we don't know about your job, we call them profession confessions. 303-222-5423.
When I worked at the aforementioned golf club, part of it was we would clean the clubs and people would store their clubs there or in their carts. And so when we were done, we would gather up the best driver.
No, you would not.
The best putting. Yeah. The best putter, the best chipping wedge. From and we would go out and play a couple holes.
You would make your boys. And you would make your own set of.
Yeah. And then clean them and put them back.
Wow.
No one ever knows.
Hoped you put them back in the right one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, of course. For a kid who just wants to play a couple holes, like, and you're staring at all the nice golf clubs, of course you're going to do it.
That's not cool.
We still cleaned it.
Yeah, but if you, what would happen if you broke a shaft?
He didn't think about that.
I didn't. No, I didn't know that was possible.
My son just broke one.
Are you talking about
one.
The golf club?
Okay. All right.
Oh, gosh.
There's another one
so dangerous.
That I want to, like, I think we should get fast food workers to call because I found another story about, like, there was this whole thing about things fast food workers want you to know. And the one that Tiak and I are in a disagreement about, if you work at a drive through, the fast food workers hate you if you're coming to order for your office.
Well, yeah, I don't think that belongs in a drive through. Yeah,
thank you. And Tiak's like, well, what's the difference?
Yeah, what is, genuinely, what's the difference?
Hold them ahead. Give them a little notice.
Yeah,
or go inside where there's 18 lanes,
call
not
the
one.
Wendy's ahead. Okay. Like, what? This is a fast food drive.
You can do it. You can do it. Order online.
Then go in.
Because then there's 5 lanes, and you're only holding up one lane.
But half the time at the drive-thru, they tell you to park, and they bring it out to you. Right?
Well, they probably don't want to bring it out to you if you're in the drive-thru.
And they don't. You're also holding up that one person is in charge of a whole bunch of people, and you're going, all right. First, the number 7 with no pickles. And it's like, dude, this isn't, you don't order for 40 people there. Because there's, that line has to move, right?
They're on a timer. Don't you ever pull up to that last window and you see the timer and it's like, average time today, and it's like green, yellow, or red?
No, I haven't actually.
I've never seen that.
What? Where was I?
Taco
I don't
Bell.
Go through. No, I always order from home if I'm having Taco Bell.
She calls it in.
I must have been getting a coffee or something.
I've seen it at Taco Bell where it's like, and I'm just all, my mind is flashing in the red.
Yeah.
See, I just thought the order just comes in the same, whether it's in the fast food in the drive-thru or the inside. It's still just a big order.
But you're wasting valuable time.
You're sitting at that last window.
Yep. And you're just like, you're ruining everything. If you're ordering for if there's 4 people in your car, you can order for 4 people. But if you're ordering for 15 people, go inside.
Okay. All right.
See, he's open. He's open-minded to changing. Yeah.
What if my order looks like the order of a group of 15?
Totally different. Go for it, man. All right. If you have some sort of confession from your job, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing profession confessions, and we're just going to read a bunch of texts here and mostly talk about everything that makes TIAC unhappy.
What?
No, why? I mean, you as a DJ, not the kind on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Like in a club, playing music.
Are we allowed to approach you at all? Because it feels like...
So I don't know. I've always been very anti-request because it feels like I am being paid, and there's such a hierarchy of like the music the owner wants, the bartender's like there's all these things happening that as you showing up, you just don't realize that. So you're like, why aren't you playing more country? It's like, because the owner will never have me back. It's way more layered than that. But lately, I kind of miss being approached because now it's gotten so bad. People see these videos online, I think. They just put a request on the phone and then they just hold it up.
Yep.
And they don't even engage with you.
Like you're not even human at that point.
Yeah, they're just standing there.
I do
there.
That all the time.
That's rude.
I think it's funny.
It's like viral from like Diplo sets and stuff.
I can't even see it. My eyes are too bad. So I always have to tell them I can't see that. And then I'm like, come up here. And half the time they don't or they do. And then they feel,
because they just wanted a video of themselves doing it. Somebody else is filming them doing it. Probably.
No.
It's just like, would you do that to the bartender? Would you just be like, vodka crayon and just hold it up?
I might if it's loud and they can't hear me.
If it's loud enough, that's genius. Bartenders, please call us and tell us if that would suck.
We're humans.
Exactly. I'm just trying to be nice. Well, and most
then
of
just
the
have fun.
So hold on. Do you want a request then? Or
I
don't
know. That's why I'm torn. Now it's like, well, this is worse. I wanted people to leave me alone, but now they're leaving me alone to the point where they're just...
Okay, like, that feels like a you problem.
But what I was like going to say is, no matter what, the profession confession that I have for you is, no matter how big you think the event is that you're having that day, everyone else is also having a kind of a thing. So just shut up.
Yeah,
right?
I would
like
agree
just
with that.
Go to a bar that has touch tunes and then you can pick the songs. But they all come up to TX and they're like, no, you don't understand. It's a bachelorette party. It's like, okay, I'm definitely going to just jettison the fun time that's being had so I can play Barbie Girl for you and your stupid friends.
That would just amplify the space.
Depends on the bar, for sure.
Also, you're not the only bachelorette party either. Correct. There's six of them right over there. They're all in black, just like you guys. They're all in black and the bride's in white.
Come on, we wear different colors.
Okay, so read some of the texts.
This one might make Slacker upset. When you're buying a higher end refrigerator, as Slacker says, he is a Sub-Zero?
I have a Sub-Zero.
Yes.
You're basically only paying for fancier doors. Most of the inner workings are the same with just a different door configuration.
Oh,
what?
My
I don't know how to
gosh.
Say this, but somebody told me that after. I moved into this house and it already has a Sub-Zero. So I didn't go buy one.
Okay, that's
but
fair.
But like, it's... Then I bought a Whirlpool or something for my garage and it's 50 times better of a refrigerator than my Sub-Zero.
And it doesn't lock?
It doesn't do it. It's just... Sorry. It's just my Sub-Zero refrigerator, also because it's Sub-Zero, costs thousands of dollars every time something's broken on it.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's like the worst in the world.
We got one text from a nurse, and she says, be nice to your nurse because, okay, there's a bit of a typo, but basically, if you're nice to us, we'll bend over backwards and get you an appointment sooner than what you have, or... When we need to reschedule, we'll get you in right away. It pays to be nice to us. Otherwise, you're going to the end of the list.
I was thinking the same thing with flight attendants. Oh, every single flight my mom goes on, she brings a Costco-sized bag of chocolate truffles. Just to be nice, because she used to work...
To the flight attendants?
She used to work in the airline industry, and she knows how pieces
and
people
what happens
are pieces.
To her?
They always come up and just like, even just say thank you or whatever. They'll find her seat, come up to her, say thank you, maybe give her a free drink.
Oh, my
like,
God.
They just hold up their phone. It's just, thank you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Fresh week, fresh news or nope. Erica, T-Hack.
News.
News. No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Only real hope.
Your nopes were bad.
I couldn't even hear it. I was just trying to.
Nope.
I missed the gun.
Yeah, the whole thing is still going.
We all have nopes.
Everybody's got a nope. We barely used them last week, so let's do better this week, shall we?
Mm-hmm. We shall.
Good evening.
Good.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
There is a woman in North Carolina who is suing her manager because they allegedly put a Chucky doll in her hair.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Knowing she has a doll phobia. She does, yeah.
That's very rude.
Yeah.
But can you sue him for that?
I don't know. Could we sue you for half the things you do to us?
Yes.
Thankfully, everyone has signed their...
That sounded so much worse than I meant.
You've all signed NDAs. You can't do anything. Aww. Did the doll hurt her?
She had a panic attack and was later diagnosed with PTSD, said she was mocked and pushed out of her job.
Oh, boy.
Now she's suing for emotional distress and lost wages, which I'm not a... doll person. I don't have the phobia, but if someone brought in the Renesmee doll or Chuck Esme, if you got Twilight,
what's that?
Twilight, the fake doll,
the weird.
It looks like Chucky combined with Renesmee. Hilarious because it's so bad.
So it wouldn't scare you.
No.
Okay.
Please bring one in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She's interested.
If someone brought a clown in, I wouldn't like it, but I would just leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Eric would leave too. You got the clown thing, right?
Do not like clowns.
Yeah, right. Mm. They're scary.
Right. I just don't need to be around them.
Right, but you're not going to sue.
Try me.
Okay.
I could use some extra money. I've got an expensive wedding coming up.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
All right. If you're a clown, come on by the station.
Oh, good evening.
Good.
I feel like T-Hack wants to go last. So There is a study or an opinion, depending who you ask, about the number one thing every marriage must have for it to last. Slacker, you want to take any guesses?
Number one thing a marriage has to have.
For it to last. Not to get married.
Fidelity.
No, that's the number one. Rather than infidelity.
Yep.
I see.
I was going to say like happiness.
Right. Crucial.
It seems so obvious. Is it
like a specific thing.
Is it tangible?
No.
Or, okay.
So it's a emotion. Tiak, you've got the perfect.
Well, I was gonna say something about money, like being on the same page financially.
But I don't know.
But then you said it's not tangible.
Correct. It's not money.
Because that's like one of the number one things you always hear about. It is
causing
splitting
the
up.
Yeah.
Because the financial infidelity is like has become one of the new. It's an intangible.
You have to
hobby. You have to have
trust.
Hobbies in common.
You have to have trust.
No.
You have to like each other.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. Like, if it's love, I'm going to throat punch you.
It's not love.
What is it?
It's not passion. It's friendship. The goal is to be close friends, ideally best friends with your spouse.
Best friends? Slacker, you've told me that it's bad that I'm best friends with my
wife.
I think
it is bad, but it's okay.
I think it's the way that you last a really, really, really long time, though, because if you think about it, like, at some point, like, no offense, but, like, it's not about the deed every night. You gotta want to hang out every night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you will eventually not be having the deed.
Ever?
No, well, I don't know. Don't you think it eventually spends down and don't you think?
It probably.
It
mean,
always decreases, yeah. Like even from the first couple months to like the second year, you know?
What do you think? What is a healthy number? Like what's a healthy?
I think it depends on where you are in your relationship
and what's going on around you.
Yeah,
kids will probably change it a lot.
And should you and your significant other have the same number every week?
Yes.
Yeah, because when they're off is when that whole infidelity thing is happening.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Do you want to talk?
I'm just saying we've only had relations three times this week. It's like, well, I've had it seven, and you're like,
Okay,
that's awkward.
I have
interesting news. If Tiak doesn't have a long story, we're starting back over again.
Okay.
Ooh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Giving Slacker his first chance of the week to nope a story.
Oh, get ready with another story, Aaron.
Happy Detroit-style pizza day, everybody.
What kind is that one?
Wait,
that's
so
the worst
good.
Pizza.
No, the worst
the
type of
absolute
pizza.
Absolute worst.
What kind is it?
Just Google it.
It's like the squares.
Cut in squares. Toppings go on the crust with the cheese.
And
then
tomato sauce.
It's on top.
And I don't love the sauce on top, but guys, you got to be honest. When you get those crusty edges.
100%. There's other ways to like, get fried cheese into your head.
Crispy edges is listed as a key characteristic of
that's
Detroit style pizza.
My fiance is from Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, so he
loves.
He
loves.
No.
This reminds me of like the school lunch pizzas.
No.
Yes.
Which were oddly gross, but I also loved
them.
No,
you don't. No, you don't. Oh God.
You guys, so good. I need. I might need to get
some of this. It's backwards for no. Why do you put it the sauce on
top? It's upside down pizza
like,
for no reason.
They want to be cool and edgy.
Okay. I'm just saying, but you will admit the crust. All like that is good.
I do like the crust. That's
but then
fine.
Everything else is just...
It's just backwards, yeah. Just make it right.
Because the first thing your mouth hits is the thing that hurts the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why Italians hate us when we come over there.
Yes.
It's because of Detroit-style pizza.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Here we go again. Hailey Bieber was spotted on
about... Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I knew we'd get to
ring.
This one today.
No ring. She just sold her skincare.
For a bill.
Right, for a bill.
And then Justin's kind of crashing out. She's not wearing a ring. I don't know.
Did you hear what he was doing? Then he's vague posting like...
He's been vague posting for like weeks now.
If not months.
But this one was like, I'm getting the silent treatment and...
And you know what? He probably deserves it. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
If you're going to give... If you're giving me the silent treatment, at least tell me why. I have anxiety and I have overthinking. Left and right, they go hand in hand. If you give me any room for error, there will be error.
Kind of sounds like someone who doesn't have their stuff figured out and isn't being a very good husband.
Do you remember, I know we have to wrap this up, was it real or was it AI generated when Justin Bieber went out into like a public square with a burrito
And he ate it sideways.
Opened it up.
I think it was real.
And like took a bite like it was a corn on the cob.
Went, yeah.
Like,
I thought it was real, but he did it on purpose.
He did it as a troll. Oh. It's like doing a Kit Kat without breaking it off.
Wait, no, I think it was fake.
No.
Hold on.
I thought it was like with Jimmy Kimmel or something. Like they set it up. It was one of those kind of things.
He probably likes Detroit pizza.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've had our disagreements in the room when it comes to food in the studio.
Oh my God.
A whole spread right now.
I know.
Oh my God. Where do you think? Like, yeah,
the Benihana chef. You can leave. I mean, thank you for coming. But
the little volcano was cool, right?
It was,
that was awesome.
I'm here to entertain.
Okay, you are definitely ramping it up.
Nope, this is just what I chose to eat today.
The thing is, like, sure, it looks like she has a lot, but it doesn't smell like a lot. True. So that's
thanks, Aaron.
I know, but
good?
When you got hummus and cucumbers,
peppers, bell pepper, some little chippy things.
And are you eating the sunscreen or what's that there
Shouldn't
for?
You know what it is?
Okay, what did Tiak want to say? Okay,
but I feel like I am now losing this battle at my own home. And now I need to form some sort of alliance. I need to get you guys on my side.
You want to form an alliance?
Absolutely, yeah. I do.
So I need you be the judge. And am I out of line still? Or what do we think here? So my wife is from the East Coast.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yes. She's from the East Coast. She's a big sandwich person. That's what they do in the East Coast. Like a half a sandwich, some chips for lunch. She's in heaven. That's all she wants is sandwiches. She's raising our kids the same way. That's great. They can love a sandwich. Part of being from the East Coast is also liking tuna sandwich.
Ooh.
Now, I'm out on tuna.
Why?
Are you in on sandwiches?
I'm in on, I could do a sandwich. It's okay, but not tuna. She makes it from the can. It just,
well, how else would
and, like,
she do it?
And makes a tuna salad, like mixes it with mayo, celery.
Yeah,
does
the whole thing, yeah. Kind of stinky.
Red onion.
Kind of, I have to bring the can to the recycling. A little bit gets on, a little drip gets on me sometimes. I don't like that.
You do know that at one point you, and probably still are, were wiping human poop? Because you have children?
I still am,
okay.
So the tuna drip
way
is
worse.
Not the worst.
Right.
Really?
Way worse,
yeah. You'd rather have tuna drip
the
or
tuna's
you'd rather
not,
poop on you.
Yeah, the tuna's not mine at all. Like, I have no relation to this tuna. I have no responsibility for cleaning
it's gonna
up after
be
it.
The poop eventually.
But I'd rather, I'll just see it then.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Can we take a quick aside? Is your wife a psychopath and does she put cheese on tuna? Because that to me is one of the grossest things.
I'm with you on that.
People who go, oh, have you ever had a tuna melt? And I was like, first off, I don't want my tuna warmed up. Ew.
Yeah, she does
it like
cold.
Cold. Summertime tuna salad.
Make the tuna.
And I want the crunchy celery in there.
She does that. She does that.
So far, on her side.
Okay.
Keep going.
You can be on her side. So,
she hasn't done anything wrong.
The kids love tuna. They love a tuna sandwich.
Very good protein.
And omegas.
Very
good. They're getting their omegas.
Very good. I'm fine with it. I'll even suffer through bringing the can out. I'll get the little drippies on my
congrats.
On my hand. But now it's getting to the point where we come down in the morning and my wife goes, what do you kids want for breakfast? And my children say, how about a tuna sandwich? And she says, sure. Now, it's not even 9 a.m. She's opening a can of tuna. Kind of in my face, it feels like. You know,
so she walks over and goes
a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm laying in bed and she does it over me.
It's a tuna drip on you.
And I'm like, okay, I feel like I have to step in at this point. Okay. It's too early for tuna, right? It's not breakfast.
Okay. Listen, I hate tuna. I wish I liked a tuna salad sandwich, but it weirds me out.
I haven't had one since I was a child.
I just can't. I don't want the drippies either. Like,
thank you.
Yeah. But that's a pretty good breakfast, especially for children. My nephews, Declan threw a fit this morning because he wanted a cupcake for breakfast.
I'd rather them the cupcake. Then I can finish it if you don't eat it all. The tuna just sitting there. That's a good argument. It's healthy. It's well-rounded. But it's, then what do you have for lunch? You've already kind of...
Pancakes.
I guess. I don't know. Just feel,
so what do you want?
be on my side. I feel like I'm losing my mind. We're eating in the studio all the time. Now we're eating tuna for lunch. It's like, someone just agree with me, please.
Look, Yak, I can promise you, I will never bring a tuna salad sandwich in here.
I can't promise that. Because I think she's, you feel.
No, I would never.
Erica?
I don't think she would.
I wouldn't. I'm really respectful of the scents.
Or if she were, she would eat it in a different room, wash it, like not bring it in here.
I don't believe you.
I can't believe you think that lowly of me.
No, I don't think lowly of you. I respect you, but I'm watching you. Like every day, like day one, she walks in with a dainty little brown bag. Mm-hmm. And now she's rolling in with a 50-gallon Yeti. And it's like, go, 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 go. She sets out all this stuff. It's like opening up the side of a Rivian with like the...
Right,
like
you got the grill going.
Yes. And I think...
That's a great idea. We're going to watch a George Foreman or something.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems, OPP for short, and every single one we've ever done in the history of mankind is in one place.
In the history of mankind?
Yeah, since we started the show. Are they not all there?
They are there. Yeah.
Okay. Where is that?
The Audacy app.
Spelled?
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Congratulations. Today's OPP is?
We have Suzanne today, and she's trying to get her man to like take the next step.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Isn't there that engagement chicken or something you can make?
Marry me chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't make it, for the record.
Okay. Suzanne?
What is the... Okay.
It's just a thing.
I know.
Meghan Markle did it. Mm. Yeah. It worked.
Maybe we could just send her the recipe and we can just keep talking about it. Suzanne?
Yay.
How can we get your man to pop the question? Is that what you're looking for?
You know, yes, I need some serious help. We've been dating a couple years, and I just feel ready to take the next step.
Okay.
He's hesitant, as I guess like most guys are. I don't know. I need a little push to convince him to just take that next step. What do you think is holding him back? I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're spending so much time together. We just see each other like, we're just on the same plane. We want the same things in life.
That's awesome.
He is married. So.
Do you mean separated?
No, he's still with his wife, technically.
I think we figured out what's holding him back.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he lives with her. It's just a technicality. I mean, he spends most of the time with me.
Is it a technicality if they are not even separated? Because I think that means they're fully married.
Yeah.
I mean, they are fully married, but it's just, I mean, he spends most of his time with me. He's always saying that, you know, the marriage is over and that he wants to leave her.
Does the wife know that?
No, but... I mean,
so he's just having an affair.
He's like, right. He's just married.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's more than that. It's not like we just like hook up. We spend like days together. Like,
so he tells his wife he's traveling or something?
Traveling or working. He's working a lot.
Clearly he's not because he has time for an affair.
He doesn't have a good relationship. She's been like horrible to him. You know, we have a real relationship. He feels like he can be himself with me. Like he can't, he's just not authentic with her. And, you know, but I'm just ready for him to make the step. He says, oh, okay, Valentine's Day. Oh, okay, Easter. Oh, okay, you know, end of summer. So it's
planning it around holidays.
Okay. I don't want to be mean to you because I feel like there's already a lot of animosity in the room. Like, and I'm going into dad mode a little bit.
Okay.
Like, just.
This isn't dad mode. This is good person mode.
But like guys will just tell you, like, of course I'm leaving my wife.
Of course. But the fact that Suzanne knows he's still married and he's lying, normally I would be like, he's a terrible person. She is a terrible person. And I will tell you that directly. How dare you?
But she's not married.
She's not, but she knows.
Yeah.
You're calling me a terrible person?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm not a terrible person. There is, like, when people have times in their lives when they're transitioning from one thing to the other, it's not always clean and concise. It can be a little messy.
But this isn't a job.
There is financial stuff that is binding them together. There is a lot of stuff that is binding them together. And I'm
Can you describe that stuff?
Well, he's working so much, but also spending so much time with Suzanne. So therefore, he's not working and he is
you
not financially
are incredibly
stable.
Incredibly.
Because this is ridiculous.
I love a riled up.
No,
I'm not gonna lie.
This is not ridiculous. Like there's other, you know. Oh my gosh, I'm like so sick of being judged for this when it's really.
Suzanne, can I ask you a question?
What?
Hold on. Erica. You don't need to get sexy with her.
Two girls here. Do you feel like you deserve someone who would potentially do this to you?
He would not do this to me because we are perfectly suited. Like, he's with someone who he's not suited well for. Like, he's not a cheater. He's never cheated in his life. This is
he's
his first
literally
time.
Doing it right
he
now with you. You are the other woman, and you are aware.
Okay, but he was resistant to doing it. I like really sort of courted him, and now
that
we're
makes
here.
It worse
like,
for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Suzanne.
Suzanne,
what's your question? What do you want us to
My
help you with?
My question is, I really want to like, I want to push him to the next level to like say, you know, have him follow through with what he's saying. He's gonna leave his wife, and I don't know if I need to like expose, you know, like. Send pictures of us to
I totally think you should expose him because his wife does not deserve this. She deserves to know the truth. And I would love for that to come from the husband. But yeah,
not from her. Not from her.
It should not come from Suzanne. I also am like,
well, why not?
It's not
I
the
mean,
wife's
the kids
fault.
Are going to college soon.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Suzanne.
Yeah. His kids are going to college soon. He's going to be an empty nester.
I'm sorry. Like what?
There are kids?
Okay.
Yes, there are kids.
Okay.
Yes, there are kids.
But they're older. So, okay.
They're older. Yeah, they're older. They're in high school. I just want to get them to, you know, and I've met them a couple times under a different circumstance.
Let's lie to everyone.
Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. I feel for you because I think you are genuinely in love with this guy.
And he's convinced her that...
Yeah. That he's going to leave his wife. And it's like, it's been a couple years, Suzanne. I don't...
And it's
excuses.
All right, I'll say it. People meet in weird ways sometimes, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes you are currently married or in a relationship and you meet at times that aren't ideal. Yeah. And we agree that that happens sometimes? So that doesn't mean that their relationship, that the emotions aren't real.
No,
that
that's
doesn't
not
mean
real.
That he
Thank
isn't
you.
Planning... Like, we're assuming so much. We're
we
also
are.
Assuming
Thank you.
The wife is innocent. We're assuming that she's a terrible person, that he's... we don't know all the circumstances. People meet. Things get out of hand. We've all made mistakes.
Not to this extent,
so
but
should we just... So they're just... I don't know. Like, are we... Who do we help?
But
here?
Are we not... I agree with you, Tiak. I think you're kind of being a voice of, like, you're trying to peel emotion out of this, sort of. But, like, is she not making it worse if she throws a grenade into their relationship? Like, she's already a ticking time bomb in their relationship. Now she wants to just make the explosion happen.
I think if she... Suzanne, I think if you make the explosion happen, your relationship will not survive.
Yeah.
But to her point...
But also, it probably won't survive anyway because he's not doing anything about it.
I just want to say this, because at the very beginning, I thought we were doing something totally different. Men do sometimes need a push. I don't know
True.
If I want kids or not.
And if he is actually unhappy, he does need to do something for his own sake, for the wife's sake, for sure. I support that. But you got to do something.
So that's what she's asking.
Can
she help
get
force him
it?
Along in that process? I understand how gross it is and how mad Aaron is. And Erica is like, I think you're also mad, but you're just like... You're just standing behind Aaron and letting
her. I am. I'm letting her fight for me because I'm not a fighter. But I think that maybe, Suzanne, the answer is you say, I can't see you anymore until you've actually left your
wife.
I'm
not going to do that. Okay. I mean, he's like the love of my life. I'm not doing that. I don't know if I just make a fake Instagram account and send her some pictures of us together, or I don't know. You know,
all this just seems like bad ideas on top of the bad idea you're already doing.
Also, can we just go back to yes, people meet at weird times, but when you're married, you make a choice not to act on it. And he could have met Suzanne and said, I need to leave my wife because I'm having feelings I shouldn't be having. And then he could have handled it that way.
I agree wholeheartedly. But Suzanne emailed into the show to come on to have us help her, not to have us scream at her, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know that I want to help her, but she has asked for our help in this situation, right?
I think I gave a good
point. So what is our role here is my question.
Right now, we're just going to facilitate. We're going to be the middle people, and we're going to let people call in. Because I do think things like this happen all the time. There is overlap in relationships.
Yeah.
I haven't left my girlfriend and I got a new girlfriend. This happens. This is 2 years of overlap of a married man with kids. Yep.
Yep.
That's gross.
Absolutely.
And he also says, people, stay together for the kids. And then when they go off to college, then they split up and realize how messed up their parents were. But, I don't know. Is it doing anything good for the kids?
Okay.
It's going to happen regardless.
I believe you wholeheartedly that you love this man. I just, and to Erica's point, is this, I know you think he'll never cheat again, but I bet his wife thinks the same thing.
Of course.
And it's I don't want you to get any more hurt than you already are, Suzanne. But just hang on. So what are we getting? What are we looking for?
I don't
advice
know.
On how to throw the grenade?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Then what are we doing?
Well, I guess it's, does she throw the grenade? Does she give him an ultimatum? Does she just flat out leave him, which she won't?
But people have been in this situation, at least a version of this situation. Yeah. So I want to hear how it turned out. What did you do that was good, that was wrong?
Did you throw the grenade and it blew everything up? Yeah.
So if you've been in that situation, Aaron would like to yell at you.
Not necessarily. Maybe just at first.
We'll hold her back.
Suzanne's having an affair, but it's been going on long enough that she thinks she's won the right to take this relationship to the next level. What should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to deal with Suzanne's problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Tiak might have known ahead of time, but basically she called under the pretense of how do I get my man to commit to me?
Right.
Yeah.
And we're what's holding him back? And then she dropped the tiny little card of he's married and not
to her.
Right. And not separated and not in the process of divorce. Just
full on having an affair.
Just married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we've gotten Aaron a little bit.
I went for a walk. I am just reading a text that says, get her, Aaron.
So Tiak tried to do it and I'll try to do it a little bit. Sometimes please don't be mad at me when I say this, but sometimes overlap can happen.
Totally. I understand that, but you have to do it in a respectful way.
Yeah.
Not in divorces happen as we know in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Sorry. I need to do another lap.
You want
to?
Yeah. Why don't you step out?
The problem is she knows about it being an affair. And then she's continuing to act on this relationship as if he's not married. I think that's why you're so mad.
Exactly. Because if it was just a normal, God, I hate that.
Unfortunately,
but a cheating situation where she didn't know, we could all agree that he was trash, doing the wrong thing.
Right.
But she knows. And to me, that makes her worse. They both suck.
But the dude is doing the thing that guys do. And I'm sorry to women if you didn't know this, but guys are like, no, I'm leaving her. And it's like,
You're not. Right.
At a certain point, she probably should have gone, oh, I don't think he's going to leave her, and I'm going to step away until he does.
So we're there's somebody on the phone who's real hot, probably Aaron amounts of angry. Lori?
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. do you want to jump in here? What do you think?
Yes. I'm in my car hyperventilating because I was the wife,
And I have little to no respect for any mistress or homewrecker that will pursue a married man with children. Listen, honey, if he loved you and wanted to be with you, he would do it. He would be in an apartment. He would tell his wife. You are not the first mistress that's been lied to and strung along. Get a life. Leave a married man alone. You make me sick.
I love you, Lori.
Yeah.
You did.
I can't with this woman. She makes me sick.
Did you get rid of the bad man? I mean, I know this woman is sick, but your husband was the bad problem, too.
Hell yeah, I did.
Good.
That's right, girlfriend.
Okay. How did you find out, though?
Zero respect for women who do this to other women. Be a sister, man. Be a sister. Don't do this to another woman. That's disgusting.
I totally agree, but how do we help the wife at this point? Like, I want to save her, but I don't know how.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to tell her because they're both making a fool of her. And let me tell you, when I found out, it was the most humiliating and devastating thing that ever happened to me. And guess who told me? The mistress homewrecker is the one that told me.
Which is
and
what she's wanting to do.
Humiliating. And yes, she's... she wanted to ruin my family with my children, which she succeeded on.
Wow, was it Suzanne? I mean, it just sounds like it's a common thing.
It's the exact same thing, but I think it's unfortunately all too common of a thing. And she's like, I'm tired of waiting, so I'm just going to throw the grenade.
Yeah. And the mistress of my marriage did it to me on my anniversary. She called to tell me.
Oh, no.
That's sickening.
Yeah. So I have no respect for a woman that will do this to to pursue a married man with children is the lowest form of woman scum on planet Earth.
Lori, one woman question scum. For you. Would you have preferred to never find out or for her to have told you in the way she did?
I would wanted to know ASAP. This affair went on, and then that's what it is, sweetheart. You're not in a relationship. You are a mistress. You are the other woman. This went on behind my back for a year before I found out. And then you retrace your life going, how much of my life was a lie?
Yeah.
How much of my life was I being made a fool of? Someone needs to tell this woman right away. At this point, let it be the mistress. I don't care, but this woman needs to be saved from her scumbucket husband because he's having his cake and he's eating it too.
Yeah.
And it makes me just vilely ill. I have so little respect for women that do this. It's just, and I'm like, I listen to you guys and I never call. I just listen. But this one enraged me so bad, I had to instantly call.
Thank you.
We get
honestly.
It.
Honestly.
Right. We love you. You are so much better without him too.
Yes.
You are.
Thank you for the call. Candy?
Yai.
You are, I'm guessing, changing your name, and you're definitely voice disguised. Have you been in this situation?
Yes, I have. I was Suzanne.
Oh.
You were the other woman.
Yes, Erin. Oh, my God. Please don't hate me.
We're going to try to not hate you, but, like, what advice do you have for Suzanne?
Don't do it. Just don't. Oh, God, guys, my heart is pounding for her. Don't do it, okay? Because even if he tells you that he will leave her, he's not going to leave her. And if you ruin their marriage and their family, he's definitely not going to be with you.
So you're saying Suzanne should just leave him and just move on?
Yes.
Is that what you did?
Mine was a bit more complicated. There's actually a bit of a pregnancy involved, and I decided to just leave. I ruined their engagement. I ruined their family. They got torn apart, and it was horrible. That was back when I was about 24, 25. I am now 46, and I regret every single moment of it to this day. I've never been able to apologize, and it eats me all of the time. It's horrible. It is literally the worst feeling you can ever have when you ruin a marriage. I literally went to this woman's job, right, because I had the same mindset as Suzanne. Oh, well, let me just show up and send her pictures. I literally went to this poor woman's job and showed her pictures of me on her fiance, and I wish somebody would have
stopped you.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me sad for
everyone. Candy, I do appreciate you kind of paying it forward if there is
being
such a
honest thing. And being vulnerable with us. I mean, it still sucks, but thank you.
Thank you for the call. Were there any texts or anybody saying, you go girl, Suzanne, or is it just?
No, it's just all like, she's got to go. She's got to leave. She's going to ruin the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If anybody thinks they know Suzanne's boy toy's wife.
Yeah.
You have permission from the Slacker Show to tell her everything.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. You guys know, I'm speaking mostly to Aaron and Erica right now, that at times I can be a little bit mean to T-Hack.
Yes.
Yeah, and I hate when you do that because T-Hack is so nice.
Thank you. Well,
and sometimes you're also spicy, but I like to think of you as nice.
T-Hack's being mean to me right now, and I need some help.
We probably won't take your side, but go ahead.
I literally haven't seen him being mean to you at all.
He's
we've also been sitting right here.
He's got a huge, this started a week or so ago and I wasn't able to pay it off until recently. So, if you're unfamiliar, my son is 18 years old, was supposed to get a job this summer, didn't, failed to apply anywhere. So then we talked about it on the air and the fine folks at Ziggy's Coffee up in my hood, texted and they were like, we'll hire him. And they did. So he's got a job with zero effort.
Right.
Made that happen.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm doing right
now.
I'm trying to diffuse his case by giving you...
You're doing the M&M and 8 Mile.
Yes,
you're just
speaking
out all the bad stuff first.
Let's acknowledge you at least didn't go, that's fine. You don't have to work. You did
no, I'm like,
still
you
make
gotta
him
work.
Yeah.
You have to work. 3 hours a day at a coffee place.
Better
like
than zero.
Only 2 days a week as of
so
right
six
now.
6 hours a week?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would consider that a job or a hobby.
Yeah, and then
he's finally done training, so I think he'll get longer shifts.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Okay.
But then now it's time to get him a bank account. And weirdly, he's going to Creighton next year. And there's a banking affiliation. I don't have to say who it is, but like, I didn't know. Do college campuses do that?
I think all of them do.
They do? So like,
yeah,
you could be at CU
sort of,
it's like Chase has like bank presence.
And then
like,
they probably have an ATM on campus.
Yeah.
And at Creighton, legitimately, like your student ID is your debit card. They'll accept it as your... I'll just U.S. Bank. It doesn't matter. I don't. Yeah. I have a dog in the hunt, whatever. So then Noah's got all his Christmas and birthday and whatever money from his whole life, whatever he hasn't spent. He's like got $800 or something left. And I was like, let's go deposit it into your account. I told T-Hack and I didn't tell my son. I'm like, you get as much of that money as you want to put into your account. And he's like, okay. I figured... that little POS would put $100 in.
Right. Cause he's like, well, it's my money. And like, they don't understand banks yet. Yeah.
And what I didn't tell him, cause I didn't want to influence his decision, but I was like, I'm going to match it. Whatever he brings that day, I will have in cash in my pocket and I will match it to show him like saving is a good thing. And sometimes you get surprised by things. And the second I mentioned that I was going to do that, T-Hack started snubbing me. He started being mean to me. Like, oh, if that's what you want to do. I'm like, what do you mean if that's what I want to do? Like, I feel like it's a power move.
I don't know that it's a power move.
But it's like
move.
A great moment of parenting where you go like, because I didn't tell him ahead of time, I'm going to match and like try to influence him to put more. It's like, you show him. Sometimes if you do the right thing, good things come to you. And he showed up with $400. I couldn't believe he showed up with $400.
So you matched?
Yes, that sucked. Because that's a lot of money to just give away on a random Tuesday, but I did.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money to get for doing nothing. I mean, what did he do?
He saved that money since he was a kid.
I know, but also you said that money's from birthdays and stuff. Then none of that was earned working.
But he hasn't.
So he got that
that's
money.
That's an amazing point.
He didn't work to get any of that money. He just turned older, got it, and then saved it. And you were like, also, here's more money.
So, T-Hack, if...
You hear the tone, though.
I hear it. But if Slacker had said, hey, kid.
Son, Noah.
I'm going to match 50% of your paychecks of whatever you make this summer. Would you have felt better?
I would have felt better,
Because it's money he worked for?
Absolutely,
It's also kind of a great scheme. I'll match 50% of what you make this summer. Go find a job. Wow, yeah. We just solved the world's problems.
We have a time machine.
What lesson are you trying to convey to him?
One, good job not blowing all that money your whole life. Like, we go to Dave and Buster's and I pay for everything. Never mind. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, crap.
He should have had way more than that, to even start. He should have opened a...
You're saying your parents never
Your
parents never just handed you cash.
No.
No.
Shut up.
No.
Somebody in here made an allowance.
No. Yeah. Okay. I had allowance.
Yeah. Well, wait.
Checks out.
He just signs on you then. He's asking for help and then goes, well, yeah, of course. No. Sometimes, because my father loves me, he slips me a hundo. Just when we're hanging out.
Be mad at her.
I only see him like twice a year, maybe more.
He still does it?
Oh, he didn't do it as kids. We actually had to learn the hard way. And then as adults, it's like, here you go, kid.
Are you screwed up as a result?
No, but as kids,
yeah,
we did not know that there was money to be had. We had allowance because we had chores. But I wouldn't say that they were like, and you know what? We're going to match your bank account, baby.
All I'm asking is, are you on TX side that I made a mistake? Like, he's looking at me like I've actually, genuinely.
I think you've reinforced something you don't want him thinking, which is that, hey, money just shows up. Right? Like,
but as long as you don't continue to bail him out time and time again with money. So if he goes to college and he blows that $400 you gave him,
do not repunish
it. Tough luck, soccer!
How's he going to eat? What if he can't eat?
He has a meal plan.
He's got to wait till another birthday. He can get older.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, not everybody in the room has children. But all of us are children.
Or once. We're a former child.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I was. You, not so much.
Rude. Do you, let's just take ourselves instead of talking about Tiak and I's children. Do any of you in the room think you were the favorite child?
I was the most challenging child.
Erica, remind me, you're the youngest of four?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one boy, three girls, and I'm the youngest total.
The quick math says you're the favorite because the youngest. Baby.
Yeah. Right. I'm the baby. I demanded a lot of entertainment. Like, I liked to demand attention.
What?
Yes. I think everyone in this room fits that bill, though.
Yeah.
Because we're all, doing this for a living.
Yeah.
But I was also like, I had the biggest tantrums and I still do, to this day. Just ask my fiance.
I don't have to ask anybody.
So I don't know that I was the favorite. I almost think my sister above me was the favorite because she was the only one who didn't really cause problems.
Not your brother though, being the only boy.
Oh, that's so different.
Really?
Those only boys. Don't you feel it? You have an only boy in your family.
Yeah, and he's the favorite.
Is he the oldest?
No, middle.
Middle kid's never the favorite.
That is not true.
This one was.
No parents. The parents either like the first, this is just my opinion, but they usually like the first one or the last one.
Or it's our baby.
Yes.
And you're the baby?
Mm. I'm the baby.
And T-Hack's the oldest.
Yeah. So all three of you are the youngest.
That's true.
I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
Checks out.
What? You don't think you're a favorite?
I think I was the favorite because I'm the only boy, so there is an element to that. I have two younger siblings,
two younger sisters. You have said so many terrible things about your parents off the air.
No, he hasn't.
No, but I think, I don't know that I'm the favorite. I have dual citizenship as favorite because I'm the boy, but also not the favorite. If you're just standing on business, I'm not the favorite.
Even on the air, I think. I'm not trying to get you in trouble with your parents, but like... I think parents get weaker as they go.
For sure. I had like no rules.
Correct.
Yeah.
By the end, it's just like,
there was because her older brother fought.
Yes.
Oh, no. My older brother was an angel. My oldest sister, not an angel.
So he was the decoy.
Right.
He's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Like they softened the earth for you.
For sure.
And that's what always happens to the baby. And then the older ones are mad at us. And it's like, hey, man. I didn't make them. How is this my fault?
But you, there's the whole boy mom thing.
mm-hmm. where it's like the moms are like obsessed with their boys. Do you feel like that was accurate?
Yeah.
Lightly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do?
I think so. Yeah.
So your mom likes you more than she likes your sisters.
No, I don't think that.
So who are you favorite with?
But you're still closer to your mom than your sisters, not necessarily the like.
No, I feel like I'm the favorite because I'm the boy. I have that privilege.
You're
of
the
just
only
like,
boy.
I'm the only boy, okay. So I probably got in more trouble than they got in and got away with it because they're like, oh, it's a boy, whatever. You know, like I have that, but I don't think I'm the favorite. Mm. I think my sisters are the favorite one.
Any
and also,
privileges?
They're still closer to home. They see right. them more. They're all these yeah. things. As my sister's preparing to like start her family, she's already talking about like she lives in the same town as my parents. So just be closer in that way. So,
but there are no like if you were the favorite, you'd know it. I feel
is
like
that
you.
True.
Yeah, I think. Well, no, maybe. Okay, here's the thing. Because I'm the baby, and my brother's all you're the favorite. I'm like, what? What? No. Like I think everyone just thinks the favorite is somebody other than them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like my brother's like, you got all these privileges. I'm like, I didn't. I just wasn't I wasn't an F up.
Right. I wasn't causing problems. So
correct.
I didn't get reprimanded as much.
And also the rules had come down.
Right. Mm-hmm. I got reprimanded a lot because I had such a bad attitude. So
I was think
a challenging
clear,
child.
Even though you're the baby, you're definitely not. You have not said a single thing that would make me believe you're the favorite.
Well, my mom will tell people like if they ask her about her kids, she'll say, but I laugh the most with Erica. And I feel like that's nudging favorite.
Okay.
She would
that's
also consider buying.
To,
I know, isn't that nice? They've considered buying like a small home around here.
Really?
Here. But also my stepdad lived here. So I don't know. I really hope that none of my siblings are listening.
You've already called the oldest
terrifying.
Sister a piece of trash.
Oh, no. The oldest sister knows she was grounded for a year, an entire year in high school. But here's my question. You both have two children.
Yes.
You both have one boy, one girl. That's mm-hmm. actually really weird.
In the same order, too. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. almost the same amount of years apart.
Huh. Yeah. I do whatever I can to emulate him.
Right. Okay.
In any way.
So when...
don't have another kid because I don't want to.
Well, yeah, he's going to have one now. When you think about your kids, do you have like a favorite? You don't have to say who. I'm just curious if one comes to mind.
So I was forced, you weren't here yet, but I was forced into at Benson Boone for Alice in Wonderland. My daughter was attending the concert and something had gone wrong. And she was like, the only way I'll forgive you is if you go on stage and say I'm your favorite child.
Oh, your daughter is so cool.
Yeah. So I did it, not even thinking about her, like live streaming that to everyone she knows, including her brother. So... I'm on the record of saying that my daughter is my favorite.
You've said it on air a bunch, though, too.
But here's the thing. My son and I can, I think he and I could go to Italy and tear it up. Like, he will try new foods. He will do, like, I love them both so much for so radically different reasons that I would never be able to. It sounds like your parents and you guys, Erica, like, your brother's one thing, then you got the weird sister, and then you got
she's very successful and all
great,
that
but
now.
Like she went through her spell, and then there's the middle one who just was like under the radar.
No problems.
And then you, the funny, quirky one. And I think at any given point, your parents might go that one, but it's never, they don't sit there and go, it's always
one.
It's never that. I don't, you know? Could you answer?
No, it changes because Leo will always be, he's my first child. Like that's just something I can never replicate again, but also just Hayes is my little girl. I mean, that's a different thing.
Doesn't that change everything, man?
It really does. And I also feel like it doesn't benefit my son to have him be my favorite. I think it benefits him more in the long run for him to kind of not be the favorite.
I think that's why you said that your dad told you you couldn't come home once you moved out.
Yeah.
That's exactly why your dad did it.
It was the best thing he ever did to me. I've told him that.
We weren't going
to
talk about that on the air anymore.
No, he already said it on the air, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. When I was done with school, he said, "You're not moving back here. Figure it out."
I know,
it's exactly what I needed. I needed to know. I got to figure it out, and I did.
But since then, you've confided in us that your dad hadn't told your mom he was going to do that.
Right. Yeah, she heard it on the air.
It's right out there. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
So this weekend, I had my engagement photos. I didn't know. I don't know if you guys know. I'm engaged.
Aww. Okay, can I? Someone commented on, because I posted pictures. And,
oh, yeah.
Someone was like, oh, Erica is engaged. So
do you think no.
the listeners are in on
Please.
It?
Okay, they're in on the joke.
Yeah. You. Yeah, okay, it's really I love cute. That. I was like, wait, they really didn't know? It was beautiful. We went to South Valley Park. I don't know if you know where that is. Littleton-ish.
Can I just say?
What?
I know it's weird. We're all in a weird spot in our personal lives. Like, I don't want to speak for the group, but like, I don't think we know how to process the others of us thinking about us. What? Like, sometimes when Tia comes in is like, I thought about you this weekend, and you're like, okay.
I feel like I tell you guys I think about you all the time.
Well, you tell me that if I'm being honest, you tell me I talked about you in therapy today.
I did that once.
That's like the weird thing.
Right.
But like, I was outside for a good 30-minute period and I was like, oh my God, Erica. Like,
yes.
You spent money on makeup. I'm like, your face is just going to melt off the second you get outside. It was oppressively hot on Saturday evening even.
It ended up being okay because we moved it from downtown to the park because grass is not pavement. And we were mostly in the shade.
Nice.
My makeup
still
looked
the air
fabulous.
Temperature.
We went out until 1 a.m. that night and I looked great.
You did?
Yeah. Well.
I got to say that with a little less.
Yeah.
You
what,
did.
Her staying out or her looking great?
You decide. Which one did I mean?
Gosh. Okay, so anyway, we did these pictures. No, it's fine. I'm glad you thought of me and were worried about me, but it did turn out okay.
I genuinely was, though.
Yeah. Well, it mostly turned out okay is what I should say.
Oh, no.
So we were at this park. It was beautiful. We were like getting where the sun was going to go down behind whatever hills were around. It was great. And our photographers, who actually listened to the show, shout out Emily and Adrian, said, would you mind laying down in this grass? It was a bit prickly, I will say. It was not grass. It was like
weeds.
It was like sharp plants. So, but no big
deal.
Were
they short plants, like the length of grass?
Well, it got, they okay. were plants. I can't even explain to you. It was very sharp, thick, tall grass plants.
Were okay. you on a blanket?
We were on a blanket at some points, but the grass was so intense that the blanket would sit up on top.
Oh.
So we had to find some like kind of dead areas to put the blanket down. No, they asked if we would lay down just in the grass to take some pictures. And I was like, absolutely. And my fiance, who's always down for anything, was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's super weird. But we take the pictures laying down. And then we go to the next shot, whatever. And he's like, oh man, my allergies are really acting up. Like, oh, can no. you, I need to blow my nose. So he goes and blows his nose. Then he comes back and then he's like, is my eye red? And I'm so like, you're fine. You're fine. His eye's not red. Nothing's bad.
Oh no.
We finish the photos and I look at him and I'm like, oh boy. His eye is starting to swell.
Shut.
Not shut.
That's its ultimate direction. Your body's going, hey, close it down so nothing else gets in.
Right. And
maybe
remember,
he's just emotional.
Maybe he's just emotional. Okay. Remember, we are, you know, dressed nice. This is a big deal. These are going on our save the dates, the website, everything. We get to the car and it's just getting worse. And I am suddenly like, we need to get Benadryl in you ASAP. We get home.
Oh, no.
His eye.
Do you have pictures?
I took a photo and I wish I even had
you
like.
You are such a bee.
It was so bad.
Oh,
and he
my
just
God.
Kept saying.
My little Dane.
I know. He kept saying, so next time I say that my allergies are getting bad, maybe. Because then I was like, we can't go out. We were like supposed to go out on a date. I'm like, we can't go out. What are you talking about? And he's like, we have to go out. We're all dressed up. Let's just go out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But even yesterday, it was still like a little puffy, but I think he's okay.
And I feel horrible.
You?
Because I was like, heck yeah, we're going to lay in the grass. Woo! And he's like,
Dude, you're a...
So lesson learned, on our wedding day, we are not going to lay down in the grass. I think that's what
Which you wouldn't on your wedding day, because you'd be like, my white dress, no way.
Well, I was wearing a white dress. I was like, what?
But after could be cute for the photos, you know?
I bet you the photos are going to show up or come out great.
Does he still want to marry you?
Turns out, yes.
Why?
Also,
you're the worst wife ever.
Well, remember I said we stayed out till 1 a.m., stayed up till 2, and then our fire smoke detectors went off at 5:45, and I said, I'm not dealing with it. So,
hey, Cyclops, you go over there and deal with it.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It doesn't happen often, and that's why we call them occasional Diddy Dirt. And we're probably almost done.
I think so.
Week 7.
This is week 7?
Week 7 of the trial. I know, it feels like it's both been going on forever and also like it just started.
Yeah.
But like, think about it, Cassie's had her baby since she testified.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How long was, not that this is the same, but how long was Amber and
Johnny?
I feel like it was forever.
Because that thing
how
was.
How long did it last?
Yes.
Oh,
how
long 6 weeks.
That was only 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And this is already longer than that?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, this has had days off. Like last week, had to take days off because like two the or jury three, yeah. excused and.
Okay.
It also went over Memorial Day weekend, this did, right? So.
Okay, so they haven't been. Off. They haven't really been getting after it. Yeah. So what
you know
is
what? They've been quite lazy.
What's the dirt today?
Well, the biggest thing is that Oprah has cleared her name. She has made sure that people know she has never been near a puff party, never been near it, she says. And then she also said, anybody who knows me knows if there is a party, I'm the first one out. Which means she certainly didn't make it to the freak off portion of the night.
Oh, because, wait, can I just ask that? Is that really, so it would be another party and then the freak off would like be an offshoot? Like, was the freak off the thing you went to, or did you go to the white party and then it turned into a freak off?
Do you think people are willingly being like, and tonight we're going to the freak off where we're going to get lubed up? And like, I would imagine it was a party, you get some things in your system, and then you're like, yeah, I'll do the freak off. Mm-hmm. Also, it sounds like a lot of the freak off wasn't super consensual.
Yeah.
So
I think there were a lot of parties where a lot of people went to them and they were, for lack of a better word, they're innocent. They're just like, it's a party. It's a celebrity party. And I think there's probably rooms where stuff's happening, but I think there's tons of people that are like, I did go to a Diddy party, but I didn't do any of that stuff. I think that's pretty reasonable to assume.
Can I ask you, T-Hack, as an Iowan, have you seen any of the pictures of like your boy Ashton? Like
he is a fellow Iowan, yeah.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher?
Uh-huh.
Doing what?
Like walking down a weird hallway with two women, kind of like
at a white party?
Just at a Diddy party in general. Ashton definitely hung out at Diddy parties. But again, those parties were the biggest thing in the world. And I don't necessarily believe Oprah didn't ever go. Like the white party was like the Met Gala. At a certain point, it's like the place to be seen.
For sure. But it also, I don't know if it was Diddy's white parties that were the big ones because it just became a massive thing. Everyone was doing them.
I think the celebrity, it's like the 4th of July weekend, not this year. The white party was at Diddy's Malibu home.
Okay.
Like, I remember, like, Alex Earl, the influencer girl from TikTok, went to one like 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy.
I know.
Really?
But I think in no, okay, wait. I'm a Dom Joe, don't call her not a fan. But I'm pretty sure because it's a big deal when you're like a new celebrity to go to it. But I don't think that those were the freak offs. Yeah.
No, I agree. And I did ask ChatGPT about Ashton Kutcher and the parties. Ashton actually co-hosted.
That's not a great look.
Iowa?
I think they were close. Yeah.
They were close friends in the early 2000s.
Okay. Michael Rubin has taken over I don't know who that is. He's taken over the really big celebrity white parties the last few years.
Okay. Ooh,
Alex Earl attended one of his.
I was like, I feel like Diddy was in trouble a couple of years ago. Like,
And so it probably moved over to someone
else. I bet Ashton and Diddy were close because they both had reality shows on MTV around the same time. Punk'd, Making the Band. So I bet they were very, their stars
immersed
were
in the, like,
hitting pop culture at the same time. But why did what was the Oprah quote again? What did she say?
She said, I've never been near a puff party.
Why'd you call it a puff party?
That's what I'm saying. There's something about that.
I don't think so. I think she's old and got the name wrong.
Oh, also, he used to be Puff Daddy, didn't he?
He did. He was Puffy. He was Puff Daddy. He was P. Diddy. Then he was Diddy. But somebody asked her, have you ever been to a Diddy party?
No, the reason that she was speaking out and, like, clearing her name is apparently there was, like, an AI-generated deep fake that was saying that she, Jennifer Lopez... What? Jennifer Lawrence and Jim Carrey were going to be witnesses in the trial. So it was like this fake thing going around. And then she's like, hold on. I've never been to a puff party.
Like, Oprah was the center of pop culture universe. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can say old gets her out of this going like, oh, I didn't know we don't call him Puff anymore.
Why do we call him anymore? Remember,
you know to call him Diddy. That's the thing.
Everyone's calling him Diddy. Why'd you call him
Puff? She listens to the show. It's the occasional Diddy dirt. Oh my God. One more thing I wanted to get out there before we get the trial rap date or whatever. For some reason, he kept his Diddy oil.
Wait, Diddy oil?
I think he called it that. Okay, baby oil in a humidifier. And I saw a picture of it. Now that you guys are talking, I don't know if it's a ChatGPT fake, but it's like the humidifier that you put cigars in. Like, you pop it open and it's just like a bunch of baby oil and stuff lined up. You keep things that will dry out in a humidifier so that they don't dry out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to put oil in a humidifier because it's wet.
Oil. Do you think that he was doing that to, like, conceal it?
Gross. So, like,
it is gross.
Like, he's walking in, like, grab a cigar, and it's like,
keep it warm?
That's exactly why. It was reportedly heated. It was heated.
I don't like
it. No! Yeah.
No, thank you.
It was a heated humidifier.
Yeah. Just like you keep your aloe vera in the fridge. You would keep your baby out.
Stop that.
Yeah. You keep it in the fridge for when you get a sunburn.
Can I come to a free coffee?
Stop it.
Sorry. All right, Aaron has the final word on the trial news. So the prosecution is...
is expected to rest its case Tuesday because they're wrapping up testimony. And then defense confirmed they will not call any witnesses, opting instead to submit exhibits.
So this could be done by Friday.
Yeah. Maybe it depends how many exhibits they have.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
So more of the occasional Diddy dirt, and we will announce the date of the freak off at T-Hack's house.
No.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't want anybody to panic, but I've got a story about people being attacked while swimming.
Dun-nut.
I think this is when you'd normally be doing it.
Yeah. Well,
dun-nut.
I've got a story about a man who's going to be so excited when he learns about Velcro.
What? Honestly, weren't we all?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
So, a man in Germany.
Yeah! Get to the chopper.
I was literally about to go, where's the get to the chopper?
Get to the chopper. It's not a tumor.
What is that? Is that from the same
Kindergarten
thing?
Cop when he's like, I got a headache.
And to remind you.
Yes, it's
Schwarzenegger
Arnold who's from
is
Germany.
Not German.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Schwarzenegger.
So a man in Germany robbed a bank.
Oh.
Kind of successfully. He got a lot of money in a duffel bag.
Yes.
But he had to put it down just outside the bank doors because his shoes were untied.
No!
And then he forgot about the bag and then walked away.
Wait, he left the money?
Wait, yeah.
He tied his shoe.
And then just left the...
And he said, why was I here? I can't remember.
Why was I here?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, that. I was going to try to do it and it just wasn't
I don't remember why I was here.
How did he rob them? Breaking in or holding them up hostage?
You just said, give me the money.
Yeah, and they...
And I have to give you the money.
They said, I'll let it... I'll be back. No, I'm trying to do a shoe pun. An eyelet. I let it.
Oh, wow. That was almost...
Yeah,
no, that one was really bad. Shoelace jokes are the worst.
And we're done with the German accent. My story is from... Germany!
Get to the chopper!
It is not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. I'll be back. A lake in Bavaria, Germany, where people were having fun and they were swimming and having a good time.
has a 200-pound catfish in it who decided, I'm hungry.
No, 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 no.
And started to eat the children.
No,
no, he was just... 200-pound, yeah. And he just kept chomping on the swimmers.
What?
Did anyone die?
No, well, here was the thing. They said they tried to get him to stop and he wouldn't stop chomping.
Oh my God.
He's a chomping catfish.
Because he's a catfish.
Yes.
He doesn't actually have a brain.
No, but they have the, and then they have the stingers.
They have stingers?
No, they don't.
They come out of their face.
Their whiskers.
The whiskers are stingers.
Do they sting?
Bro, I fished for catfish when I was a kid, and you like if you try to grab it to take the hook out, I'm like, I'm trying to help you, and it goes, nyeh!
No
and it, like,
way!
Oh my God, it hurts!
I thought it was just whiskers.
No,
100 pounds.
Yes, 200 pounds. They tried to tell him to stop it.
Right, he doesn't have a brain.
Right. So when he wouldn't retreat. They put him in the boat.
They had to kill him.
I don't know. He's just in the boat. I don't know what happens to a catfish in the boat.
It dies.
Get to the chopper.
Those were all the stupid people we can find. Oh. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.